Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Merry Christmas Eve. Hope you're all somewhere with friends, family, what have you, taking it easy, having a great time, chilling out, and ready to talk about the Green Bay Packers, who did practice today and will practice tomorrow on Christmas. There will be no Packers Daily tomorrow, just so everyone's aware. So get your questions in today. I'll be back on Friday, but I'm going to chill tomorrow and watch this NFL smorgasbord of football games. Just mostly because, you know, you're going to blink, it's going to be March, and I'm really going to be missing football. So I'm going to enjoy three games tomorrow. I hope you will be watching along at some point wherever you are. And then, yeah, I'll be back at it on Friday. So Merry Christmas Eve. The Packers trending the right way somewhat on the injury report. Jordan Love, most importantly, back out there today in a limited capacity, still not out of the concussion protocol, but continuing to practice. And I know Christian Watson was in the locker room talking about how good Love looks at practice, which obviously is encouraging. Nothing really definitive yet. Has to clear protocol if he's going to play, and that could happen at any point during the week. So far, so good. Lucas Van Ness also trending the right way as far as becoming a full participant in today's practice. That's an encouraging sign for a group that really got after the quarterback. Look, going back and watching the game again, you know, obviously the emotion of the way it ended, the loss, etc., you know, it kind of clouds your vision a little bit. And you go back and you kind of watch it dispassionately. And I'll tell you what, the Packers did a nice job of getting after Caleb Williams. Hopefully they can do so this week, whoever might be playing quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, once again, whoever is back there for the Ravens, both of these guys are pretty mobile. But on that note, Lamar Jackson did not participate in practice today with that back injury he suffered last week against the Patriots. That's 2 days in a row where he has not practiced. You got to think this is a big, big game for John Harbaugh. Harbaugh and LaFleur are both in pretty interesting kind of points of their career. I don't pay much attention to all the fire LaFleur stuff. You guys know I am 1,000,000,000% team LaFleur, team Matt, call it whatever you want. I think firing him would be lunacy. But I do know that talk is out there in the fandom and in some spots in the media. And you flip it over and you look at Harbaugh, and it seems every year now for the last couple of years that Baltimore fandom is kind of beating that drum of it's time to move on. And that has certainly been there this year. After a real tough loss to the Patriots, feels like you try to take the pulse of the Ravens fans, and that's kind of where they're headed. So, you know, obviously no team is going to make, you know, a decision on a coach or a referendum on a coach off of one game, but feels like a big game for Harbaugh in particular. There's a lot of pressure on this team with as much talent as they have to, you know, make a run, get into the playoffs first and foremost, which they are in desperate kind of straits when it comes to needing to beat the Packers and having other things happen. I think they need Cleveland to beat the Steelers to even have a shot and make that week 18 game mean anything. So they're in a desperate situation that I suspect, you know, you got a wounded animal coming into your house. Packers got to jump on this quick. Hopefully they can, and not give them much hope. You know, Packers have had control the last two games and lost both of them. They have got to find a way to close the deal and get back to their winning ways on Saturday night. Speaking of Saturday night, Corey and I will be here. Watch party in full effect. Hope you'll join us on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. Always a good time. Some more than others, but we'll be here. I hope you'll join us. If you're in the Wisconsin area, you can watch it on NBC. If you are somewhere else and you don't have Peacock and you're cursing the football gods about having to make you watch via Peacock and you don't want to give the man your money, totally understand. Come watch the game with us. We'll keep you up to date on everything going on the field at Lambeau Field on Saturday night. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody chiming in the chat. So good to see you all. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at thetacare.org/heart.
All right, folks, I'll get to your comments and your questions and your jokes and your misgivings and whatever you got for us. What's going on, Jimmy, starting us off? Happy 30 years and thank you to Yancey Thigpen, back when a division title meant a lot in the game of that era that made Packers fans believe again. No question about it. That's right. 30 years today, Yancey Thigpen drops the pass in the corner of the end zone to send the Packers to a division title. One young Corey Banky was in that end zone, in the corner, right where Thigpen dropped it. Fun fact. But yeah, incredible. I myself was in my parents' home on Fox Street in Appleton watching that game. Big time. Big time moment. If you were, you know, a fan that had watched that team through that season particularly and knowing how hard they had fought and suddenly we're on the precipice of doing something we hadn't seen in Green Bay in a long time. And look, any fan that watched the Packers through the 80s into kind of that moment can tell you what it meant and how special it felt and was. That day was just cathartic almost, you know, after decades of ineptitude. Big moment in Packers history, no question about it. E4, what's going on, man? Marry whatever floats your boat. Thanks for providing a refuge from the outside stuff. Seriously, thanks for not just what you do, but for being really good at it. Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you so much. And yeah, you guys know I say it all the time regarding Cheesehead TV. This is a place where you can come and just get away from it all and just focus on mostly the Packers. Sometimes we'll talk a little music, maybe a little Star Wars or whatever, but mostly we're here to talk ball, right? Green Bay Packers football. That's what it's all about. We don't care about what's going on outside in the world. It's all about the Packers here. We're here for you. Andrew Ware, what's going on, man? Merry Christmas Eve, Aaron. Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go, Andrew. Thanks so much, buddy. Nick, here we go. Why, when Rashawn Gary runs, does it look like he has a load of shit in his pants and he's wearing cement shoes? Merry Christmas to you and the girls, Nick. See? Juxtaposition of those two sentiments is something. Can't tell you. It certainly looks like he's playing hurt. That's all I can say. You know, I know the fourth play of the game has been going, making its rounds on Twitter, where it's very clear. Gary just pulls up and starts jogging. You know, the play is still live. I don't know, man. And like I keep saying, he used to be the high effort guy, the guy who had a motor that never quit. Maybe it's, lingering issues from the ACL. Who knows? But it's noticeable. It's hard to deny it. No idea what's going on there, man. Very unfortunate. Mario Lunar, how are you, sir? Would you say it's possible that the Packers can still win the division, or has that ship sailed with a loss to Chicago? Niners and the Lions feel like tough matchups for the Bears, in my opinion. No, it has not. That certainly has not. That ship has not sailed. Now, I don't want to focus too much on it, because if the Packers lose on Saturday night, none of it means anything. But yeah, do I think the 49ers can beat the Bears? Yeah, absolutely. Now, it will be interesting to see where the Lions are at, as far as the health of their team. But yeah, I think they can beat the Bears as well. No question about it. I mean, they certainly did earlier this year, right? But yeah, it's one game at a time. And hopefully the rest of the stuff takes care of itself. But all that really matters right now is beating the Ravens. But yes, could they still win the division? Absolutely. Matt does things. How are you, man? Merry Christmas. Also, I hope we don't fumble Matthew Golden. Yeah, I know. I put out the clip yesterday of my consternation regarding Golden. I don't think they're fumbling Golden. I get the idea of he's a young guy and they've got guys with pelts on the wall and they get, I guess, preference as far as playing time and looks and what have you. But man, it's hard to watch a kid who is very clearly talented not get opportunities. That to me is like hard to swallow. And I got to imagine it's real tough for him, you know, but it's how they work in Green Bay, and he's going to have to wait his turn, so to speak. But I do think, you know, once he becomes an integral part of the offense, he is going to be a problem for opponents. Of that, I have little doubt. Peter, is Gary playing for his job? I mean, the cliche coach answer is everybody's playing for their job each and every game, right? I don't know if he's playing for his job in the NFL, but in Green Bay, potentially. I mean, he has not been very productive here on the back half of the season. Hasn't had a sack since, what, October? Hard to justify continuing to pay the man the way they are if he's not going to produce. You know, and all of that lack of production happened while Micah Parsons was still on the field. Very difficult, very difficult. Now, I know they love his overall game, how he has improved against the run. Talked about this yesterday. That's all well and good. You're not paying guys what they're paying him to set the edge. You're paying them to get to the quarterback. You know, it's a harsh business, but it's the way it is. Greg, what's up, man? I don't care what happened last week. The Bears still suck, but so does our special teams. Go Pack, go. Merry Christmas, Nax. Yeah, those are two eternal truths. The Bears still suck. The Packers special teams still suck. I mean, those, you know, I don't know. The Bears fans want to make up their own song about the Packers special teams. I don't think anybody would bat an eyelid because it's hard to refute. Matt, thanks again, man. Also, how do you feel about 99 and 45 for 2026? Man, 2020. We got such a long way to go, man. Can we focus on the Ravens? There's going to be so much time to talk about the offseason and the following season. Right now, I have no feelings. Zero feelings. How's that? But if you are jonesing to start talking about stuff that's going to happen this offseason, i.e. the draft, make sure you check out Newt Weston's new stuff here at Cheesehead TV. Had a little intro video that we dropped yesterday. His early defensive tackle rankings will be coming out later this evening. So some draft content starting to churn here at Cheesehead TV, starting to spring to life. So if you're desperate to look forward, we got you. Bill, what's up? Why do you think there's hesitation bringing Mercedes back? Because he's a billion years old. And they have guys on their practice squad and, you know, in their building that they've had there all summer, all off season, all season long, that they feel fine with and they feel good about. You know, I love the Mercedes idea. I love the narrative of that happening if it ever did. But, you know, it's a young man's game. They're going to continue to build with the guys they got in-house who they've been training for this type of moment rather than go out and get a guy who, you know, what, has he been in the league 20 years? I know we're all excited about Phillip Rivers, but at some point, man, it is time to move on. What else we got here, folks? What can this team realistically do as a 7 seed? Would love to see Chicago again. How does this defense hold up? I tell you what, man. I feel pretty damn good about the defense given what we saw against Chicago. Now, obviously, you're going to face different types of offenses schematically, quarterback-wise, what have you, some more explosive than others. But for the first game out of the gate without Micah, Packers fans should feel pretty damn encouraged. Now, not saying they're all world or they're going to be the 2000 Ravens suddenly or anything like that, but, man, I tell you what, yeah, as a 7th seed, if that's what their path ends up being, they always talk about, you know, the two things that travel, right? If you do have to go on the road, and as a 7th seed, you do, it's a defense and a running game. Well, we know the Packers' running game is inconsistent, if we're being kind, right? But, man, they got a defense. So, yeah, can they make some noise? Can they surprise some people? I think so. Now, they got to continue to build on what they did. They can't just say, oh, look, we figured it out. And I don't think they will. I don't think Halfley will. But, yeah, they've definitely got a shot to win some playoff games if that's the level of defense they play. Greg, thanks for becoming a Carry the G Club member. Really appreciate the support. Thank you, man. Folk, what's going on? Was moving Elton to center the mistake of the offseason? It's probably one of them, right? It's hard to view that as a success. No question. He did not seem to take to it very well. Didn't seem to really find any kind of consistency there. Seemed to weaken them at guard with the addition of Banks, who has also been a pretty significant disappointment overall. He's had some better stretches here and there, but man, it's tough to say that that was a good call, right? And look, sometimes you make those kind of decisions and they work out. And I think Brian and the personnel group in particular have done a very good job overall when it comes to that kind of thing. But yeah, that was a rough one. That doesn't seem to have been exactly the kind of step forward they had hoped for, you know. What else we got here, folks? What kind of cookies did your girls leave out for Santa back in the day? Usually like the sugar cookies, we'd make them that afternoon. The classic Christmas sugar cookies with, like, you know, little sprinkles and stuff, frosting, what have you. They love doing that. And I loved making sure that those cookies were appropriately. How's that? New York Cheesehead, what's going on, man? Just want to say Merry Christmas, Snags. Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go. Well, come on, Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Jeff Jones, well, oh boy, here we go. Either embrace kicking as a major part of the game or get rid of it altogether. Who is that directed towards? That's what I'm wondering here. I don't know. Is that for the NFL? I mean, they're still kicking. They're still kicking the ball a lot. In fact, if anything else, they've made kicking a little bit more important by their kind of touchback rules, getting them in position to kick more. And these kickers have been so good at longer and longer kicks. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a little mystified by that. Has Toon been getting some starter reps? Well, Jody, we don't, obviously the media doesn't get a chance to look and watch. Possibly today he may have gotten a rep or two, but Jordan's been participating in practice, so he's undoubtedly getting the reps. Now that said, Malik Willis was sick today, so he may have gotten a handful more than usual, but I'm sure they're operating with the idea that Jordan's going to play, would be my guess. And, you know, Toon's been there all year long since the summer when they picked him up right at the end of camp, running the scout team. And the thing is when they run scout team, they do utilize the Packers terminology and how they try to assimilate and get as close to as possible of what their system would replicate as running the opponent's offense. So, yeah, he's, you know, getting what you should get as a third string quarterback. And this week, maybe they tick it up a little bit, but I doubt he's getting anything near like a majority of reps with the starters. Matt, thanks again, man. I became a fan when I was like 8 back in 2011. Oh my God, 2011. You were eight. So I am naive. Why are we 13-time world champs but only have 4 Lombardis? Shouldn't it be 13? Well, the Lombardis are Super Bowls, and all the championships prior to the creation of the Super Bowls were not Lombardis. They named the Lombardi after the second Super Bowl. You with me? And actually, if you want to dig deep, the Packers should be 14-time world champions, but no one's ready to have that conversation. But yeah, the Super Bowls, you know, Lombardis, quote unquote, didn't exist until after the second Super Bowl when they named it after Vince. McKinney needs to work with the jugs machine. Oh, can you imagine how much different the feel and the narrative around the Green Bay Packers would be right now if McKinney just holds on to one of the interceptions, like, say, one in Denver and then the one in Chicago? He'd probably win both of those games if he does. That's wild, man. Everyone talking about Keyshawn Nixon, Romeo Doubs. Hey, man, earth to McKinney. Hold on to the ball, and they'll probably start winning some games. It's frustrating, to say the least. Peter, the very sensible question. What is concussion protocol? Series of tests and observations that are made by a medical professional, a trained doctor specializing in head trauma and concussions that, you know, the players have to jump through hoops, so to speak, not physically jump through hoops, but meet certain benchmarks. I don't think they have ever published, you know, the precise measures that the protocol entails. I know LaFleur talked about it yesterday, not wanting to talk about anything specific. But essentially, you know, they'll be checking in with Jordan every day this week and seeing, you know, various kind of benchmarks that he has to meet. And if he does, he's one step closer to getting out of the protocol. As I said yesterday, a really good sign is that he's at practice. Because sometimes guys start the protocol and they aren't even anywhere near practice or meetings. And Matt did say Jordan's in the meetings. So that's all a very good start for the week. But it's not going to be, you know, I'm not going to get any kind of clarity until we get probably till Saturday, would be my guess. Oh, we got a Bears fan in the chat. That's so adorable. Bear down. You see, they get so excited when they hold serve against our backups. Great job, dude. Proud of you. Proud of the little brother. You got one. Hey, well done, brother. Great job. I mean, all you did was hold serve, but you know that. Packers beat your ass in Lambeau, right? Oh, right. So it's 1-1. Cool. But hey, man, victory lap, holding serve, hang the banner. Great job. Bears fans, fucking hilarious. Joe, what's up, man? Huntley, more trouble than injured Lamar Jackson? I don't know about more trouble, but he's legit, man. You cannot deny it. He's got talent. And in that offense in particular, he knows how to run it. They don't really, it's kind of like with Malik, they don't really miss a beat. Like, they may call different types of plays at times in certain situations, but they know how to run that offense when he's in there. So it's not a light task if Huntley is the one with the call. Unculture, what's up, man? Merry Christmas, everyone, except Bears fans. No. Merry Christmas to Bears fans, too. Look, it's better when they're good. I like it. I love the rivalry, and I like the symbiotic relationship between the two franchises. You know, of course, Bears fans always talk about Papa Bear footing, you know, put money up to help the Packers survive. Of course, that's mostly because he liked having the gate receipts because all the Packers fans would come down from Green Bay to Chicago. But, you know, never forget, Packers did the same kind of thing. Bears fans never mentioned that. But it is. It's a great symbiotic relationship. Merry Christmas, Bears fans. Matt, what's up, man? Sorry, Nags. I'm from Texas. The choices was either be a Cowboys fan or not liking football at all. I decided to take my talents to Green Bay. No need to apologize, dude. I totally get it. And you made the right choice. That's the most important part. All right, folks, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please have a safe, healthy, happy Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, or hell, if you don't celebrate Christmas, hey, have a great Thursday. I won't be here tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday. Thanks so much. Take care of yourselves. Talk to you Friday. Enjoy the football tomorrow. Hopefully we got news on Jordan Love coming tomorrow. That would be phenomenal. Talk about a Christmas gift. It'd be wonderful. Either way, I'll be back to talk about it all Friday afternoon. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.